You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we move on to the latest update from NERSA. The National Energy Regulator of South Africa has approved a tariff increase for Eskom. I don't know how many more of these we can afford, but a gentleman that does know a little more about this than I do is independent energy analyst Chris Yelland, and he joins me now to reflect on this latest increase. Good evening, Chris. Always a pleasure speaking to you. Another increase. I don't know where to start here.
Yeah, another increase at twice the inflation rate. It's been higher in the past, sometimes three times, even four times the inflation rate. But obviously, it has a devastating impact on consumers, especially the poor, and it has a knock-on effect, an inflationary effect across the whole economy, and products and services that use electricity will all be impacted. So it has a general inflationary impact as well.
Chris, are these new increases that we're seeing, or are these increases that were previously approved in the past and now have just been rolled into a new financial years?
No, these are new increases. Eskom submits a price application. It gets considered by NERSA. There are public hearings. Eventually, NERSA, decide what are allowable pass-through costs to the tariff and what are not, and they make a determination. And this is the determination. In the past, there have been other increases that are sort of rolled over from previous years and clawed back and by Eskom, and sometimes some court cases and the outcomes of the court cases come into effect. But this is just a general inflationary, more than an inflationary increase. Actually, it's going to be higher than the 12.5% for most customers. Because the poorer and the low income customers of electricity are cross subsidized, so they get some benefits by having a lower than average increase. But most of us will probably experience a higher than average increase to compensate. And then municipal prices, of course, go up on the 1st of July. So what's happening on the 1st of April is that all Eskom direct customers will experience this price increase. On the 1st of July, customers who are supplied by municipal electricity distributors will experience the increase.
How I wish this was an April Fool's joke. Chris, let's look at the affordability subsidy. That's also increased by 29%. What is this, and how does this factor in?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, that as a result of cross-subsidization, lower usage customers of electricity will benefit by having slightly lower increases, whilst, upper income and businesses, will experience a higher than average increase to compensate. The actual cross-subsidy has increased quite significantly, and that's a benefit to the poor. Well, you see, you can't get blood out of a stone. When people can't pay, they can't pay. And already this is going to, I have no doubt it will increase, electricity theft and non-payment. Because if people can't afford it, they just don't pay, or else they resort to the theft of electricity through illegal connections. So it will have that impact. You see, putting up the price of electricity to balance the books is just one aspect. Of course, Eskom say that the price should be even much higher. And the shortfall is borne by the taxpayer, through the bailouts that the government provides Eskom.
So, Chris, we're paying for it on the bailout side. We're paying for it on the tariff increase side. What is the rationale that Eskom has used to argue this point that we should be paying more to receive effectively less electricity?
Well, yeah, you see, they just look at their cost structure and their costs, and they have to, apply for revenue adequate to meet those costs and to give them a return on the capital employed. So, of course, they can't put up the prices by the level they would like to, so there's a shortfall. And so government has to step in and pay the shortfall through a bailout, or what is called equity injection. So the bottom line is whether you're a customer of electricity or whether you're a taxpayer, ultimately we pay But there is another way that Eskom could balance its books, and that is to reduce its costs. It's all very well putting up the prices to meet the costs, but one should also at the same time reduce one's cost structure, realign the business, maybe downsize. And you're right, Eskom is providing less and less electricity every year, and it has to put up the price, because it's losing revenue because it's not supplying electricity as a result of load shedding, and also, alternative sources are taking away some of its revenue. And what that means is that they have to put up their price to compensate. So you get into this spiral. It's known as a utility death spiral, where reduced demand results in increased prices, and increased prices result in less demand. And you get into this spiral, this death spiral. And I think Eskom is in the midst of this. It has to break out of this by actually restructuring its business and becoming more efficient. That's really the bottom line. Otherwise, you just can't just put up your prices forever, because there are now alternative sources to Eskom electricity.
Chris, speaking of this cycle that we're in, how much longer can we go at this rate? Do we have something like a day zero or something where it does just not make sense anymore? Because from a costing perspective, something that was flagged by NERSA as well was the fact that Eskom has a heavy reliance on emergency generation.
That's right. It has been spending enormous sums of money on diesel, and that's pushing up its costs and therefore putting upward price pressure on the price of electricity. But it doesn't help. Ultimately, you reach a point of diminishing returns. By putting up the price, you're actually reducing demand to the extent that the putting up the price is no longer helpful. Well, we're in that situation right now, and that is why the business case, as Eskom puts up its price at double and triple and four times the inflation rate, so the business case for alternative energy becomes better and better. Up to now, renewable energy, residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural sectors has been driven by the need for security of supply. In the business, that's a big imperative, because if you don't have security in the supply, you're losing money in a business. So there's been a lot of drive to put in alternative sources to secure supply. But as time goes by, the driver for alternative energy is going to become the economic imperative, that you can reduce your costs by putting in alternative energy. Up to now, that hasn't really been a strong business case, but it's getting stronger and stronger every year as Eskom put up its prices. And this is actually now forcing Eskom to restructure, because unless it can downsize and restructure, well, let's not call it downsize, let's call it right size. It needs to right size its business, it needs to adjust its business model. They are going to be increased competitors to Eskom in a number of, even in the cooking field of cooking, a lot of people are moving from electricity cooking to gas. Same thing happens with hot water. So there are now alternatives and competitors to Eskom electricity, and Eskom needs to respond to this competition by looking at its business model and increasing its efficiency and performance. And we all know that Eskom's efficiency and performance is very far from where it should be.
I take your point on that, Chris, and especially if I think about these latest rounds of increases, we're going to see people paying more for electricity than just simply going and asking the bank to finance a solar installation on your property, and that results in a longer term benefit. So we'll hopefully see how this plays out. We've been down this road before, you and I. We've gone down this road extensively. Eskom definitely does need to do something about it. They can't simply keep charging us higher for less than what we used to receive in the past. But let's leave it at that, Chris. Thanks as always for those insights and for your time. It's Chris Yelland, independent energy analyst, joining me to reflect on NERSA's latest tariff increase approval for Eskom.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.